Something very interesting happened, though, during the a recent spokeshole Carney press event. So he is delivering the message. He gets asked a question by Jake. I like Jake because he's kind of compromised, but he always comes up with a great question. And so he's saying, look, we don't really have any official reports on what's happening in Syria. You know, so what is really, do you guys have anyone there? Do you really know what's happening in Syria? Which is kind of like a softball for spokeshole Carney to lob it in and tell you how horrible and the crimes against humanity. And then something very funny happens. But first, the setup with Jake and the spokeshole.
And just to follow up on the Syria question earlier from Nora, did there have been reports that because of all that's going on, and I think it's Homs,
I think it's Homs. Yeah, really, dude? You think so?
There was a hospital that lost power and a number of premature babies died.
There we go. There's the premature babies again. Incubators. We're back. We got it.
As a result, I don't know if that's a true story or not. Obviously, in situations like this, there are a lot of rumors. Does the White House...
By the way, rumors in the general media have now been replaced by bloggers. Bloggers and YouTubers. This is the big trick in the media. So instead of saying we heard rumors, no, we have a blogger there or a YouTuber. This is very important for media assassination.
Know anything about the extent of the violence, factually what's going on?
Factually!
I assume we have people on the ground there to a degree or another. Are we monitoring exactly what has happened?
Well, I can say that we have all here seen the reporting and some of the horrific...
No, there's no reporting. We see YouTube videos.
Horrific video.
There's no reporting. Absolutely.
No.
Of the escalation of violence that's taking place in Syria over the last few days. And it's clearly resulted in the deaths of hundreds of civilians.
Clearly resulted in the deaths of hundreds of... Clearly.
And been accompanied by troubling statements from senior regime officials who have pledged, quote, to cleanse the country of renegades and outlaws.
Oh, cleanse! There you go, nice little genocide meme. Throw it in there. Pour it on, Carney.
That is hardly reassuring and only reinforces the fact that the Assad regime is engaged in a brutal campaign to slaughter its own people.
He's Hitler! It's a fact. He's just engaged to slaughter like cattle.
A people that has, this process began when the Syrian people peacefully demonstrated in support of reform and transition to democracy.
Bull crap.
So I don't have any details to impart to you on the kinds of information we might have with regards to what's happening in Syria beyond the news reports, but the news reports are bad enough.
Bullshit!
The news reports are bad enough. Then something really funny happens. There's a Russian reporter. I don't know how he got in, but Carney is not loving this guy. And the Russian reporter is calling bullcrap on Carney from the beginning, and he winds up finally asking his question, which Carney just completely ignores. But it's I don't know, something wrong happened. Something went horribly wrong, and this guy snuck into the White House press corps. He's Alex from Russia Press.
That'll be the last time you'll see him, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, this guy, he's dead now already. I don't think the guy lives.
Believes they were the right decisions. Andre.
Andre, that's his name.
Back to Syria, please. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Russians and probably the Chinese too say that they are not supporting the Syrian regime. What they are supporting is the international legal regime, the international legal norms that exist in relations between states. They do not want anyone, including the United States, to pick a regime they don't like inside rebelling against that regime. You understand what I'm talking about?
So it may be hard to hear. What he's saying is, you know, the reason the Russians didn't want to join in on the veto is because they follow international law, which is like, don't meddle with another country. Of course, it's bullcrap, but don't meddle with another country's business. Just stay out. You know what I'm saying, spokesman Carney, right?
Basically, what you just presented to us was a rhetorical, political, even economic aggression against that regime. My question is very simple. What are the specific legal grounds on which you do this?
Very good question. What are the specific legal grounds on which you can go and place sanctions and try and threaten an entire country like Syria? What are the legal grounds?
You basically upset the resolution.
I would refer you to the United Nations, to our commission there, but to the State Department.
No, the president is saying this, dude. You're supposed to say it.
What you saw and what you see today is a broad international consensus against the behavior of the Assad regime, the brutal killing of the Syrian people. We think that's wrong. And we agree with many of our partners and allies around the world and in the region when we say that. I think... Again, the images that we've seen just this weekend.
He's struggling now. He's like, oh, man, how'd this guy get in? Let me get back to the images.
Demonstrate that the kind of behavior being carried out by the Syrian forces under the control of the Assad regime is vile and unacceptable. So that is why we supported the United Nations Security Council resolution. And it's why we'll continue to work with our allies and partners to further isolate and pressure the Assad regime. To allow the Syrian people the opportunity to choose their own future. That's the approach we take.
Okay, Andre's not done.
If I may, one additional question. I actually wanted to ask you, to remind you that lynching is...
He says lynching.
...illegal in the United States. You need to have a court of law. But I will not ask about that. I will ask you about, can you tell me...
Andre, I feel like it might be 1982, and it's...
I don't know. Lynching is illegal. Many like-minded people form a posse, hunt somebody down...
Andre, do you have a question?
I have a question. The question is... can you assure me that we are not working inside Syria through your special forces, whatever it is, the working military?
Intelligence.